Now, someone else with a reason to celebrate is Jessica, and she told us her story.
Like probably many young women out there, I'd been on the pill, the contraceptive injections for sort of 10 years or so. When things don't happen, it's like, oh, it can take a little while to get out of your system. For a long while, we were unsure if we were just missing the fertility window. We perhaps left it later than we should have done. In hindsight, that's one of my biggest regrets. By the time I went to the doctor, we'd probably been trying for over 3 years, at which point they ran some tests and discovered I had polycystic ovary syndrome. It is quite a blow when you discover that it's you that are causing the fertility problems in your relationship.
Jessica had various drug treatments to encourage ovulation in order to assist in natural conception, but these weren't successful.
And strangely enough, fell pregnant naturally. We couldn't believe it. Unfortunately, we did suffer a late miscarriage, which was a really difficult time. We had to delay thinking any further than for a while because we couldn't understand why we could get pregnant, to then lose the baby as late as we did, I suppose. So that was a really challenging time for us, as both as people and as a relationship. We're not ashamed to say we did get counselling and help at that time, ready to go back and try again. On my third actual IVF treatment roll, we did get response. I was warned that because we were pushing my body really hard, we'd probably have to freeze the embryos to give my body time to recover from the drugs used in the stimulation phase. So we went to Australia for a few weeks to recover. So we then had one single embryo transferred after that. I did become pregnant, but it suffered an early pregnancy loss. But we got straight back into it after having the 2 clear month cycles. And we had 2 transferred after that, which I did become pregnant and we had a successful pregnancy with. I joked, even when the contractions were every 2 minutes and I was trying to walk across the car park to get to the hospital, I still didn't believe I was going to have a baby at the end of that. I was just like, well, we'll just have to see. And so it was actually a massive shock when they said, oh, you know, you've got a little girl, handed me this little girl. I could not believe it had happened.
You heard there from Jessica, who, along with her husband Mark and family and friends, celebrated their daughter Elizabeth's first birthday earlier in the year.